Hello, and welcome to Naughty Stories, the adult storytelling podcast. Please visit thehooligannetwork.com to listen to more naughty stories for free. Become a premium member and gain access to all previously released episodes, in addition to 5 new bonus episodes on the first of each month. Hey, do you have a naughty story of your own? Tell your own stories and promote your links, or you can choose to stay anonymous. Either way, all walks of life are welcomed to join in on the fun. Now, are you ready to hear today's episode? Let's jump right into it then.
Check this shit out. I got a naughty story for the podcast. So probably 10 years ago, when my wife was being a real cunt, I started going to Rub and Tugs. At first, it was more about the massage. I love a good massage, and you can never go wrong with a happy ending. But then, I started trying new places all over Philly. At that time, Backpage was at its peak, and it was the Wild West of Rub and Tugs. I started seeing these whores at their apartments. Some had massage tables, and some just had you lay on their bed, and they just started sucking you off. One time, this chicks man was there watching and jerking off. I told them I wasn't paying at the beginning, and they were cool with it, so I was cool with that one. So then, I set up to meet this cute black chick at an apartment building. Definitely sketchy, but it was in a nice neighborhood, and it was the first floor. When I got there, I texted her, and she opened the door before I got to it. So I walked right in. She was cute as fuck. Baby face, fuzzy afro, short with a thick body. She was wearing pajama pants, showcasing her big, fat, black ass. And she was wearing a small belly shirt with no bra, which was obvious when she moved. Her huge tits swayed in the shirt like a tidal wave. She was a fucking mess. Don't get me wrong. She was cute as fuck and real fucking sexy physically, but dirty and sloppy in presentation. As I walked into the apartment, it was a fucking disaster. Kids' toys and diaper boxes all over. The kitchen was disgusting, and there were 5 little Orthodox Jewish children running around. All of them were under 5 years old, and there was a baby. This bitch was babysitting and setting up whoring jobs simultaneously. I mean, for fuck's sake, you gotta give it to the girl for her hustle. But that's some fucked up shit. That shit cannot be kosher with the parents of those little rugrats. But luckily for me, well, I'm a fucked up motherfucker, so it turned me on. She made sure the baby was safe, sleeping in the stroller, and the other kids were watching TV and their iPads, with plenty of bags of chips and soda. They were all occupied and happy, and we went into the master bedroom. We didn't get into the bed sheets. We just laid on top of the comforter. We made out as I took off her shirt and rubbed her fat tits. I slipped off her pajama pants and lightly tickled her pussy lips. As I did, they opened with ease and exposed her dripping wet gash. I started with 2 fingers, quickly working my way up to 4. She reached over to her bag and pulled out a gigantic dildo. It was about the length of my cock, maybe 8 inches, but this fucking thing was like 5 inches thick. It was fucking insanity, bro. But I worked that thing in her pussy with ease. She started sucking my cock, and holy fuck, it was grade A head. I had to focus on pounding her cunt with the toy and looking at her sweet black ass. I started spanking her too, just to keep my mind off of blowing my load in her mouth. She gave the sloppiest blowjob I've ever had, even to this day. She was slobbering all over their bedsheets, and it was turning me on even more. I took the Godzilla of dildos out of her twat and started rubbing it on her butthole. There was no chance of it entering her asshole, but I wanted to wet it up with her chocolate juices. Then I kept it in her cunt and started licking her ass. Now we're in an awkward 69 position that looks like a competitive twister game, but it was working for both of us. I heard some kids whining, but I wasn't stopping for shit. I grabbed her, opened her ass, and ate it good. She kept at it with Godzilla and her juicy roast beef, and my cock was hard as a diamond. I climbed on top of her and slid my white cock into her sweet chocolate asshole. It was so tight, so warm and so good. The first few strokes were fucking heaven. Then things came back to normal ass fucking levels of joy. I pounded her good until we were both sweating. I lost track of time. It was fucking amazing. By the time I was done with her, the sheets were drenched in our sweat, my cum, her pussy and ass juices, and God knows what else. I cleaned my cock in the bathroom, gave her $50, and went on my way, whistling all the way home. $50 to fuck a beautiful black asshole. Good luck finding that price these days.